This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So let's back up for a minute here and do an economic origin story of the Trump administration's steel tariffs, shall we? The fact is, and this isn't really in question, that the global economy is producing too much steel. Overcapacity is the word you sometimes hear. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look at why and what, if anything, is to be done about it.
Why do we have a global steel surplus? I can answer that with one word. China. When China started construction on its Three Gorges Dam back in the 1990s, it needed a lot of steel. Michael Montgomery is an economist with IHS Markit.
And dams are massively steel intensive.
Dams are steel intensive, Montgomery says, because they need lots of steel reinforcing bars. China built new factories to make that steel, but didn't close them when the dam was finished. It didn't want to lay off all those steel workers, so China kept making lots of steel, which needed a home, says Paul Nathanson of the Coalition of American Metal Manufacturers and Users.
There was no place for that steel to go domestically, so they started to ship it.
Nathanson says now the U.S. needs to convince China to reduce the flow of steel.
The only way we can do this is to work with our trading partners, not to say we're putting up walls to all steel. You deal with the problem.
Maybe you ask China to mothball a steel plant for just a few months, says Lisa Phillips, a professor of labor history at Indiana State University. Phillips says another solution, faster global economic growth. She says Congress and the White House could jumpstart that with an infrastructure plan.
Then we would purchase more steel, and then that would help with the glut.
Phillips says there'd need to be guarantees that U.S. steel would be used, but also some steel from China to drain away at least some of the global glut. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.